suffer the little children, especially when they're practicing French horn. Our guest this time on Culture File is Mary Curran, French horn player with the Whistle Blast Quartet. This week, the quartet started a national tour with its special brand of rewired orchestral classics aimed squarely at the young music lover, who may not even yet know they are a young music lover. Mary dropped by Culture File Towers with her French horn in tow for a quick toot and a cup of tea to talk about the quartet and what music meant in one young life, her own.
This is Tchaikovsky's Waltz from the Sleeping Beauty, and I suppose it's just one of those pieces that everybody has heard somewhere in their lives. It conjures up such a lovely feeling in your mind, doesn't it, when you hear that tune? And the great thing about music is that you don't have to use words to describe how you feel. You just have to use the music to describe how you feel. And I think that's very useful for young people if they have that escape into an instrument, to be able to vent their emotions through an instrument and express themselves in that way. A fantastic thing, really. Music really affected me a lot when I was younger. I found it very good thing to escape from the world through just by listening, especially when I was a teenager, actually. Debussy was the composer I really loved to listen to when I was in my teen years. And it had a big effect on me listening to music at that age in my life. I was kind of lucky because in Belfast, they have an orchestra in every school and you kind of were expected to play an instrument if you had any interest at all. So I remember going down to the College of Music off the Malone Road in Belfast and being lined up in front of a load of different instruments. And I wanted to play the flute, but they didn't have enough horn players. And I was a big gangly girl, of course. So they handed me a French horn and that was it, really. I definitely believe that through playing the French horn, I did develop better way to communicate. Certainly my mother believes that when I started playing the French horn, I began to communicate better as a child. Because you're standing up and playing an instrument in front of people, the one thing in common that everyone has is that you have to try and be brave, because you have to perform and you have to play the right notes. And there's a great camaraderie in trying to do that with a group of people and to get it right and to hopefully get on with the people you're playing with, which makes it even more harmonious, I suppose. On a French horn, there's only so much you can do. So I developed an outreach program and eventually the Whistle Blast Quartet came into existence, and I got together with my great friend and the saxophone player in the group, Kenneth Edge, who, of course, as well as being a fabulous musician, is a great arranger of music. So from that, we've developed lots of different programmes, different concert series and composition with young people. What we are doing in the Whistle Blast is to give the young people something different to think about. Smaller ensemble thing seems to work really well, and it is less intimidating. And of course, we still sound like a mini orchestra, even though there's only four of us, because all the pieces we are playing, most of them are full orchestral pieces normally. So Ken has managed to rearrange pieces for maybe 100 musicians down to the four of us.
As well as what they call essential classics, though, you do move into more popular music and less popular music, because Berio is also part of what you play.
Oh, yes. It's very important for us to include some more modern pieces in our repertoire, because as well as doing popular classics for young people and families, we also want to play something that's a little bit different, and we also want to play things from all ages, for all ages. So the Berio, which is a great example, we play a version of Opus Zoo, and it gives the audiences a real shock when we do it, because I do a big burp at the end and throw a feather in the air. Also, John Buckley was commissioned to write a piece for us by the Arts Council, and he wrote a very modern composition called As Far As the Eye Can See. It features some solos for all the instruments, and it has a very, very fast woodwind start between oboe and saxophone, and which Ken and Sheila play in unison. And then the horn comes in with a big, sweeping, deep solo. The story about the piece is that it's taking the landscape of Mayo into consideration, where we do a lot of our projects during the year. And John is trying to draw a picture of the big landscape as far as the eye can see in County Mayo. For our audiences, this is something completely different, and it also gives them an opportunity to hear the music of a living Irish composer, which is very important.
Curran there of Whistle Blast Quartet, and you can see the quartet tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in Limerick's Lime Tree Theatre, then in Ballina on Wednesday the 12th and Belmullet Thursday 13th, then later in the month in Kilkee, Roscommon, Castlebar, Sligo and Longford, and whistleblastquartet.com has the details of the whole tour.